Reefer, spliff, weed, joint, roach, hooch, doobie, or grass. Call it what you will, but it's still marijuana, and some area activists believe it's just what the doctor ordered. So they're joining musicians, politicians, and healthcare providers outside the city-county building to protest federal policies that restrict the use of medical marijuana. Gary Stork is organizing the Madison event. He says the federal government is making it more difficult to access marijuana for medical purposes, even though 9 states have legalized the use of the drug.
Medical marijuana has been demonstrated medically effective for a number of conditions, but the federal government continues to cling to this outdated reefer madness ideology that marijuana isn't medicine.
Stork himself was diagnosed with glaucoma as a young child. The disease often leads to blindness, but the 47-year-old can still see. Although he has taken some prescription medicine in the past, Stork credits 3 decades of marijuana use with saving his sight.
I feel the reason I can still see today, 30 years later, is because I've used cannabis virtually every day in between, and I, for one, am also sick of being a criminal. I'm not a criminal, but the government treats me as one, and I would be totally blind if I hadn't used this therapy.
Madison is one of 54 cities hosting rallies. Advocates in some locations, including Washington, D.C., intend to light up joints as public acts of civil disobedience, but there will be no smoke-ins in Madison. Area activists are planning a peaceful, pot-free rally. Jennifer Garrett, Wisconsin Public Radio.